A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm calling you out, Holy Mouse. That is not a good Modigliana, okay?
I just love it. Do you really want to take on Tumblr? Do you really want... I'm calling you out, Holy Mouse.
You're in trouble now. He was never heard from again.
There's a rat called Rattus. He's the leader of the bunch. A cat called Modigliana. She's fluffy, but she's tough.
Darren, he's a dopey dog.
Lixie's a mother that...
Hello and welcome to the Ferals Podcast. I'm your host Monkey Boy and I'm joined by
Swinny
and Mike B. Kahunas.
I've been terrible at telling people how to get in contact with us. So our website is www.feralspodcast.com. You can tweet to us at Ferals Podcast, and we have a Facebook page now, facebook.com/feralspodcast. So please get in contact with us. Woo-hoo. We'll respond to the influx of emails and messages, and we'll get back to everyone. So this is the 7th episode, 15 Seconds of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys happy with me to play this 20-second clip?
As long as it's got nothing to do with Moddy singing.
Okay,
yes,
I
please,
promise
no
it
more. That was painful. It
prepare,
hurt.
Prepare to skip 30 seconds, people, if you're listening. That was five different parts of this episode that I pieced together in pain. Oh, God. This whole episode, she's a country music singer, and it's horrible. It's horrible.
You bastard.
I know. I thought that was over. I didn't think I'd ever have to hear that again. Thank you.
So, when's the dubstep remix coming?
Wow. Skrillex version. I actually wrote a note to myself, add up the amount of time in the episode that she's singing, and I started doing it, and I'm like, oh, this is just way too painful. It is horrible.
I reckon they use it in Guantanamo Bay, seriously. Waterboarding in this shit.
They would have prevented a lot of massacres if they were using this. This is terrible. Like, it's sort of like when I first heard it, it wasn't even that funny. And it just got worse and worse and worse throughout the entire episode.
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? The 5th season of Archer.
I haven't seen that. Now, don't
is that
spoil
the
it.
No. It's not really a spoiler as much of an overarching storyline.
Overarching.
Well, it is a spoiler. It is a spoiler if you haven't... Like, someone told me about it. I was like, oh, okay.
I don't want to hear anything about this.
All right, take the headphones out for a second. Take the headphones out for a second.
Okay,
hang on.
Take
your headphones out.
Well, how long? 1 second? No. How many seconds?
No. We'll tell you when you can come back.
How am I going to hear it if my headphones are out?
That's the point. Bye-bye.
All right, I'll see you guys in half an hour.
Okay. It reminded me of the fact that I forget the character's name, that she became a country music singer. And although she was a good singer, it's like why?
Yeah.
Why?
It's not funny.
Why do this? It just does not add anything of value.
Why?
And Mike, Mike, you can come back. Yes.
Yeah. I'm back now, yes. Why? So, actually, why am I asking why what? I don't want to know.
That was not worth that effort. Trust me. That was not worth it.
Who would have guessed that Archer was his own mother? It's unbelievable.
I know.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like... it's just not funny. Bastards. It's painful. It's annoying. It's just horrible. It drags this episode down so much.
Yeah,
it was. I was all just like in fear every time that I saw Moddy on the screen. I was just like, is it gonna start? Is it gonna start? And almost every time it did. Oh god. So yeah, the premise of this episode is Moddy wants to be a singer, and it's quite random how that started. And that Robbie and Lenny basically want to, well, it becomes that they want to audition for a TV show. And that's basically it, right? There's no real sort of other things going on in this episode. Just people wanting to get in
pretty
the mix
much,
of
yeah.
It.
I felt that we missed the startup to the whole episode. It felt like it just went into, Robbie wanting to be famous on television and Modigliano wanting to be a country music singer, not... Didn't seem like there was any real reason for them to do this.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah, no, I agree. And this episode, there were a lot of bad copies of it in the legitimately sourced versions that we got. Mm. Some of them with the intro missing and other parts missing. So it was a bit strange. But yeah, it just really jumped straight into it. It sort of really didn't have much of a beginning. It was just already sort of going along with the plot and... I don't know. It was a very, very weird episode.
On the other hand, Robbie was playing the guitar.
Yeah, I know. I wrote that down, actually. Guitar is back, and then little metal sign.
it was good because it offset the singing.
Well, I bet, you know, this episode, it actually made me think that she wasn't playing the guitar. So I'm starting to almost, like, get doubts. Hmm. Like, she, you know, the guitar keeps coming back, but... I'm starting to actually think maybe she isn't playing it. I'm not sure.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
We got to get her in the show.
Oh, yeah. I'll be contacting her people, and her people will be talking to my people. And,
and then we'll get sued.
One thing
my people. Who's your people, okay?
Well, Monkey Boy gets in contact with this guy, Luke, and Luke goes, reaches out.
It's a jingle.
I did write this down in my notes. So a line, and it forecasts how bad this episode's going to be. Some of the lyrics that Moddy was singing. There's a bit where she says, "Don't be a wuss and go get your puss."
Yes.
I listened to it multiple times to make sure I'm not like hearing things, and that's exactly what she said. I couldn't recognize the first word that she said, but God, it's shocking. It's so shocking.
I might have to give it less than a 6.
Oh, yeah, and I was wondering. I was wondering what you'll get.
I noticed in this episode the ministry poster's still there.
Yeah, I know. I always notice that every time I see it.
Is it? Who's...
Are those sirens?
Police car hey, in there.
Oh, can you hear that in the background? Not,
even though I live in a suburb where you'd think there'll be some of that, I don't think it's mine.
No,
it's
me.
It's mine?
It's me.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised Sydney. You guys can hear it. I can barely hear it myself. Yeah, no, well, it's Sydney. It's a disaster zone, basically. So, Robbie, one of her bandmates pulls out of the audition. And for no real reason, Lenny is doing magic tricks as he's talking. Just as this casual type thing that you do, as someone would play with their phone.
As one does.
He just does magic tricks.
Naturally. Just happened.
And I did enjoy sort of like the messaging to the kids when Robbie said this when she realized that she wouldn't be able to go to the audition.
No TV stardom, no potential lucrative contract. There goes my big future. Guess I'll have to stick with medicine.
I just thought that was so stupid. It just kind of sums up the episode for me. It's like,
what
yeah.
it with this... With this show, Joe made a remark in a previous episode. They're bagging medicine as a profession with money. That's the opposite of what it is.
I know. But the strange thing is, it doesn't seem to be like black humor, the way they're doing it. It just seems to be like, oh, medicine, that's lame. Like, why would you do that? And I think this episode, like, it has some really, like, negative themes to it. Like, I wrote down in my notes something that Robbie said when Lenny suggested, hey, why don't you just go audition by yourself? And she said, what, just stand there playing the guitar like a total dork? What a loser act, right? That's word for word. I'm thinking, how many kids out there have, like, for their final year performance, they're playing guitar in front of everyone? Like, that happened. I remember seeing that at high school.
Yeah. I'm like, I played piano, didn't I? You guys remember that?
Yeah. God, wasn't that something you wrote? I think that was something
I wrote it, right? Yes.
Yeah. The song that I still think you stole from Bionic Commando.
A game which I never even played before you mentioned that. Yeah,
and then actually, that's right. Robbie also bullies Lenny into. And by the way, we're calling Leonard Lenny throughout the rest of the podcast. Then she starts bullying him. She's like, "You just don't think you can do it." Like when she was suggesting that they both go and audition.
It's like you're too scared to do it.
She's not bullying him. She's manipulating.
Well, yeah, that's probably more correct word.
Yeah, I did write just one word: friend zoned. A lot of friend zones.
He mustn't have got any after that party, his birthday party.
Well, I've got an interesting thought later in the episode with one of the bizarre scenes in this bizarre episode.
Yeah.
The more I think about this episode, I think the rating's probably going down in my head.
Yep.
I don't know just how before, it can go much lower.
Before we move on. The part with Robbie where she goes, you know, you wouldn't want to be the reason for me not realizing my ambitions, would you? That's so manipulative. It really is. It's a side of Robbie I didn't...
It almost sounds as if they're in a relationship.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because that seems to be something you'd expect someone to say to their other half, you know, to just guilt trip them into something.
Like, that's true. Is this the time where I give my weekly joke?
Go on.
All right. So there's a couple of guys sitting at a bar again, as usual. It's always the bar ones, and one of them goes to the other.
This isn't about Superman, is it?
No. Do you want me to say the Superman one as well?
No.
Okay. Let me get back to the joke. Go on. So anyway, a couple of guys sitting at a bar, and one guy goes to the other. Oh, do you know what a Freudian slip is? The guy's like, oh, no, not really. Give me an example. He goes, well, the other day I was in a flight, and what I meant to say to the stewardess was, oh, excuse me, could you please give me a packet of nuts? What I ended up saying was, excuse me, could you please touch my nuts? The guy's like, oh, yeah, euphemisms, yeah, I know what that is. Sometimes, a Freudian slip, sorry, sometimes that slips out as well. Like, the other day I was sitting having breakfast with my wife, and what I meant to say was, excuse me, honey, could you please pass me the salt? But what I ended up saying was, you ruined my life.
That's gonna be censored.
Damn it!
I need to just put an edit mark. Need to write it down. Cut out the last 5 minutes.
The whole time I'm thinking he's gonna be dropping an F bomb and he's not gonna know it. He's just gonna say it.
I admit, I knew this one. I knew it was coming.
So Keith basically is also a part of this episode, which I was happy about. And to be honest, spoiler alert, he's kind of boring bit character. He's really relegated in a really bad way, I think, in this episode. So he's sort of chatting to Radis and Darren through the window in the shed, and just sort of talking about his story.
They were bored, and he's like, oh, you want to hear a story? And
poor kid.
He had the role of someone who just keeps talking and talking and talking and talking.
Like my dad, right?
That's true. Just randomly
remember
pops
that
up.
Birthday party?
Yes.
John, let me tell you something.
Is this the first time we've seen Keith or Kylie in the shed?
That's true.
Well, he wasn't
good point.
Technically in the shed yet, but yes.
And I was like, wow, something's happened in this episode.
Well, but no, did you notice in the previous episode as well, it's transitioned from them being these two sort of outsider negative characters that they're competing against in the first couple of episodes to kind of being part of the group now?
I wouldn't say that they're part of the group.
They're not quite
part
of the group, but it feels like they're now, you know, part of the Ferals. It's not really just these other two random characters. It really feels like they're sort of the core cast now.
No, I don't.
You don't reckon?
Yeah, no. I think the island is very
you friendlier off. And more, I don't know, in touch and
together with the other guys. They don't feel like they're part of the Ferals, though.
Yeah, I don't think they're part of the Ferals.
We'll see what happens in the next episode. Stay tuned for episode 8 coming next week.
Okay.
So, like, one thing I did notice with Keith was that he was talking about going to the Blue Mountains and then to Hawaii. Did you guys pick up on that?
I did, yeah, because he went over the Blue Mountains all the way to Hawaii, and he started on Sunday. No, he started on a Saturday, and he goes, no, actually, it might have been a Sunday afternoon. Or was it a Monday? I don't remember.
But I just thought it was so bizarre, like, the Blue Mountains, and then, like, I know it's supposed to be, like, silly, but I don't know, I just thought that was, look, trust me, I'm trying to read into this episode as much as I can, because there's not much there, but I just thought that was bizarre. I don't know if you guys had any thoughts about that, or I misinterpreted something.
No,
It's just one of those times when they're trying to, I guess, show somebody an archetype of someone who just waffles on conversation and keeps changing their direction in conversation. And so it's like, oh, I was at the Blue Mountains and I was at Hawaii and then I did this. Maybe it was that. And that's all.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Right, okay. Oh, by the way, I did have a chat with one of our listeners, Chris. Hi, if you're listening. Although I doubt it, you probably stopped at the first episode. He mentioned the joke that we couldn't get. You guys remember the joke from episode one?
Oh my god.
What's the difference?
Do you have an answer?
The difference is a hole in the ground. That was the answer all along.
What was the
difference. It's kinda like saying, what's the difference between a fridge and a car? A car. Like, that's the difference. It's a completely different thing.
No, it's not.
No, that's the whole point of the joke. That's what he's saying. It's like, it's a kid's joke. Well, the difference is that it's a completely different thing. That it's like,
what's the difference? What's the difference with 6 and 2? It's 4. The difference is, right?
What? Like, yeah,
you can't, like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, but that's the thing. I think we're trying to think about it too logically.
Fail.
I knew that was the option, that it was just an absurd joke.
I think it's just an absurd joke. I really do.
Yeah. And well, I think we were trying to understand if there was more to it than the absurdity. So I don't think we missed it. It's a matter of we were just trying to hope that there was something more to it.
Yeah.
I reckon there might not be. But apparently it was frustrated listening to us trying to figure it out. It's like, shut up. Shut up, all of you. This is the answer.
Nah, look, I'm on board with Swinney with that one. Like, of course, that's the obvious stupid kids joke, but I thought there was something more to it, potentially, and that's what I was trying to explore.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the next scene, basically, Lenny and Robbie, they're sort of going to join forces to do an audition as a magician sort of pairing. And the only note that I wrote in that scene, because it was so boring, was ECU on egg. So there's a bit where Lenny, he breaks one of the eggs, and they do this extreme close-up on the egg. I'm just like,
was your note. That was how important that was.
I know.
And it was Leonardo the legendary, and Robbie the
blank.
Dot blank.
Yeah, I agree. I got through 50% of the episode, and I'm looking at my notes going, what's been happening? Have I missed half the episode already?
Well, I wrote a lot of notes, but it was more just like notes to just kind of like almost describing every scene I could, because nothing funny was happening or nothing that really made me think or question or anything like that. So, yeah, like then we see that Kylie hears Moddy singing and is impressed, which is scary, and wants to manage her.
I have a question about that, and it does travel on in a couple of points, scenes I have together.
Yeah.
Is she being completely truthful?
Oh.
About being part of the Tamworth Toe Tappers?
Yeah.
The Tamworth Toe Tappers. No, about cut their album. Singing. Because it seems that she is, but how? Like, even in what realm would even a talking kangaroo think that sound that was played earlier was good? It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah,
so,
I think we should ask the government for some funding to figure out how talking kangaroos think.
Some research funding.
We need a grant for some research.
I'm sure there's been
no, but you're right. It raises the question. It should be
grants given for less trivial.
Oh, there have been many. Well, we don't want to get into politics again. I don't know. It raises the question, though. Is she being honest, or is she just, you know, being... At first, I thought she was just doing it to... I don't know, because she had some sort of hidden intentions, but nothing really came out at the end of the episode to indicate that. So I thought she was just being genuine.
I think
there's been examples of everybody, except maybe Lenny, even Lenny actually, trolling everybody for the sake of trolling, just that for a laugh. But there was no resolution on that to say, really, Kylie, you know, I know you're horrible.
But that's why I think she wasn't. I think she was genuinely trying to be the manager. Like in the clip later that we spoke about, like, you know, you can hear that she's frustrated that she can't land a spot. So, anyway, so that's kind of like one plot that's happening in to the side. Then Mixie gets involved. She gets mixed up in Lenny and Robbie's magic act, because obviously the rabbit pulling out of a hat kind of thing. Then
meanwhile, Keith keeps talking about his different types of leaves.
Yeah, that's right.
I was trying to listen in because he keeps talking in the background. I was actually concentrating more on what he's trying to say than when I was concentrating on what the actual ferals were saying. And it's quite interesting the way he describes the different types of leaves.
Yeah, I know. I actually was trying to pay attention
to
what
detail.
He was saying. It was actually one of the more interesting parts of the episode.
You know.
You should have typed up a transcript or something.
Damn. Might go back and do that.
So, like, and it's also, I don't feel like it's very true to form, the way that Radis and Joe act and operate in this episode, because they feel like they're on the outer, and they always want to find out what Robbie and Lenny are doing. And they're always, like, at the window, and there's a scene with Radis, Darren, and Joe, and they're like, what are you doing? And actually wrote this down. So I think Radis said, like, what are you doing? And then Lenny and Robbie answered at the exact same time, but they said two different things. And Robbie said experiments, and Lenny said cleaning. Now, is that implying that Robbie is, like, saying what Lenny would be doing, and Lenny is saying what Robbie would be doing? And then And then I wrote Gamergate.
I have a question. Now, Joe came into the episode around this point. He'd actually been absent for most of it.
Yeah.
And why on earth would they not want Joe's help? Because unless this show has conveniently forgotten it, Joe is a promoter.
That's a good point, man. Because he's a crap promoter.
The help of a promoter.
Yeah,
that's
it's
his
true.
Job.
It's true.
Yeah, but hang on. In which episode so far has he actually promoted something properly?
But
in the first episode,
I think. Yeah, I think that by what the
did
absence
he promote?
Of
the music, he's going to promote the band. Remember,
the
Robbie's band.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't very good at it. Well, I'm saying. It was crap.
He's clearly still able to survive on his job to go months and months, because it seems like...
Go on holiday?
Yeah, to do a lot of stuff. So he clearly is able to be a promoter. Why would they not want his help? Do they just hate him that much?
Yeah.
I really felt sorry for him in this episode.
I know, actually, like, it was very weird. It didn't feel like Joe. Like, his little kind of, like... You know, and it's a credit to Mig in the acting in the episode, because it's sort of like he played it pretty well, the very few lines that he had, but it just didn't feel right. It was very bizarre. It was very, very weird for me.
Speaking of which, being really weird, I think it's a segue to the next bit with the hat, when Mixie gets stuck in the hat.
Yeah, I got that a little bit further down.
Further down? Okay, I'll wait.
Because I know
you're trying to jump to
any part that's good in this episode.
I'm clutching at straws here.
The credits, and did you find the interesting thing?
And that's a wrap up.
So now we're up to the point. I just wrote notes stuff like Moddy sings more. This is getting painful. So Moddy moves in with Kylie, and Mixie then moves in with Robbie and Lenny. And no one cares at all. Like, Raddus and Darren are just like, oh, what are we missing out on? Like, it's not like, oh, you guys are moving out. Oh, geez, you know, we've lived together for how many years now? It's just like, oh, yeah, whatever. They don't even make a point of it or anything. Then we find Joe hiding in Lenny and Robbie's apartment. Which
no idea how he got there in the first place.
What's up with this show of people hiding? Hiding, like, and just waiting around. Like, it's so creepy. Remember when, who was it? It was Lenny hiding in the car. When Joe and Robbie were in the car in the trying to watch the TV. Yeah, and how long was he in there for?
I know.
So weird.
Again, I don't want to be a broken record, but the things it teaches kids.
Oh, yeah. I know. Jeez. I know. And I got to play this clip. I want to hear Joe. He's got to make
me
happy.
Let's do it.
Looking good, Lenny.
That was...
I'm so disappointed you got the ability to play clips now, because I was going to attempt to do that, but I could not have done it justice.
I wish I knew, because I would have let you do it. We should all try to do it beforehand.
It sounds like he's kind of like when someone's crying and then they start hiccuping or something when they're crying.
Yeah, it really is. So now we're up to the scene where Mixie
with the hat,
and this is where the show gets real, like, surrealist, bizarro.
Yeah,
where Mixie gets lost, like, while trying to practice the trick, she actually gets lost in some kind of extra dimension inside of the hat. Where Robbie, and this is like in the show. I don't know if I'm like on drugs or something. They're like looking in the hat, and they're like, oh, she's like magically in there or something.
So this is where it gets bizarre for me, because so far, okay, talking animals aside, everything about the show has been fairly logical, right? Even the episode with the ghost, there was still them being the ghost using some digital something ghost-making machine. But up until now, everything kind of just made logical sense, right? Whereas all of a sudden, it's like they're pulling things out of hats, disappearing to separate dimensions, doing magic tricks with their wands. It's just really weird.
I don't know if you can really train fleas to shoot out of a cat.
No, but something about that was obviously, it's done in jest as a joke, whereas something like this just feels like it's a whole new level of making the show unreal.
Yeah.
It
feels different.
I agree. I think that I was going to type in my notes jumping the shark, but then I realized I probably need to say that for a later episode, because no doubt they're probably going to go all out crazy in some
probably
episode.
And I think you can't really judge the jumping of the shark until you've almost seen most of the show.
Exactly.
And then you might go back and go, that was the point where, you know, it's kind of jumped the shark. But yeah,
where does
that
expression come from, jumping the shark, by the way?
I'll let you feel this, Swinny.
Well,
I don't know the
full details, and I can't say I've probably seen the entire episode, but there is an episode of Happy Days where the Fonz is water skiing or something, being pulled by boat,
okay,
and he actually jumps over a shark in the episode. Now, Happy Days, Happy Days was a very kind of, you know, slapstick show, it wasn't crazy over the top like that. So that's people basically say, oh, they jumped the shark, where
okay.
the show just
oh,
became...
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even hear that expression till now.
Yeah,
oh, really?
The more you learn.
It's grounding in you know, in reality, and started to decline, I guess. So
cool.
Like Simpsons by season 13 or something like that.
Yeah.
14 seasons ago. But what I want to say here is, like, and I'm reading way too much into this because it's just, like, insane, but, like, you guys, you know, you're like cinema, you know, 2001 A Space Odyssey, you know how there's the spaceships docking into the space ports and kind of what that's representative of?
Of course, yeah.
And what, what that's a metaphor of, you know, Robbie and Lenny struggling, you know, trying to physically exert this rabbit out of the hat. I don't know. I thought it was pretty interesting, you know, changing the position of the hat, doing all these kind of things. Am I reading too much into this?
I think you're reading too much into this, like I did with with Elle McPherson's hooch. Yeah.
No, for me, it was more like they were making a joke about, like, a childbirth, because the way the camera was positioned, it looked really odd.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think if you're talking about the fact that it's trying to allude to some kind of sexual positions, I don't know, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay, yeah, just want to make that clear.
Wow, this is so weird, because for once, that didn't even occur to me. And I'm the one, every single thing, this is the first thing I'll be thinking of.
What? I'm the one.
You like turn it around. Get it from behind. Do this.
What have I done to you people?
Maybe I just wanted to get in first.
I just thought they were going to break out the jaws of life.
Yeah, look, I think what you're saying actually makes a hell of a lot more sense than what I'm saying. Well, one thing in this episode, because they're all auditioning for a TV talent show. I don't know about, like, maybe I'll have to ask you, Swinny, but I actually don't remember in 94, 95, I don't remember there being any TV talent shows. I mean, we had Red Faces, which was a show that...
Hey, it's Saturday.
Red Faces, which was on Hey. Yeah,
which
was Red Faces.
That, right?
Yeah, it was a segment in Hey, Hey, It's Saturday, which even maybe American listeners would actually know, which was the show which was revived a few years ago and had a blackface routine in it. It's where amateurs come on and they try to perform like a little act and then they get judged by it. But I don't think there was like any TV talent shows back then. But, I mean,
You had some shows like Starstruck, I think it was, where people impersonated celebrities.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You had shows like... Young Talent Time, but that was more a singing show, and it was, you know, it was people that they didn't audition people for, like, you know, a talent show on there. So I think that the talent show concept was more of it was probably on community TV stations and things like that.
That's true.
Like your Channel 31 in Melbourne and Channel 44 in whatever state it is, I can't remember.
Did Channel 31 exist back then?
I think so.
Because yeah, I know now there's ads on TV saying they're trying to keep it afloat.
Yeah. I don't know why.
So they're asking for money and stuff.
No, they need a digital license.
Why would you want to keep it afloat? Hey, there's some good stuff on there. I don't want to go
anyway.
In tangents, but there's some good stuff on there. There's also
well
a lot
on
of shit.
A tangent. So, yeah, Lenny and Robbie, they go present at this audition and they totally bomb, which kind of didn't make any sense, like how badly they bombed. And especially in, you know, like if you took this scene and then the final scene of the show, it's just like, I did not get it. Like, why have they done so poorly and then done so well later? Like, it's so stupid.
This scene did give us probably my favorite part of the episode, though.
Which was what?
Which is when Leonard just slams the egg on the producer's face.
I thought it was the credits.
He just slams it on her forehead. I don't even know what he was trying to do in that scene.
Yeah, it was very contrived.
I
got the egg behind your ear, ha ha ha. Oh, here's another one. But he just slams it on her forehead. He's not grabbing something from the middle of her forehead.
No, but that's why they did the ECU earlier, where they zoomed in on the egg, because they want to set the stage for him to do that to her head. So, like, he can't handle the eggs properly. You know, like, that's what they're trying to set up there. But I agree, the acting, unfortunately, was pretty poor. Like, it was just like, he didn't do it in a believable way. So it really did look like he was throwing it right in her face. Which, I don't know, it wasn't up there. Like, for me, there's a scene later. That was my... The probably only bit that I really laughed in this whole episode.
I say palm thrust into her forehead.
Well, yeah. It was pretty aggressive.
It was pretty full.
Pretty aggressive. So, yeah, they totally bombed out of that audition. I did make a note, because, like, later, Kylie was saying, you know, Modigliana, you got to get rid of that name. It sounds like a Bulgarian opera singer.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, Bulgarian opera singer. I got to find this out. So I dug through and tried to find all the most famous Bulgarian opera singers and what their first names are.
What'd you find?
So I'll quickly read them out. Alexandrina Anna, Elena, Elena, Galina, Arena, Ivanka, Carisamira. It sounds Modigliana. I can believe it. Vesalina.
Kind of, yeah. But Modigliana is actually a commune in Italy.
Yeah.
A nice looking one at that.
I couldn't actually find any kind of people in history. I don't think there's any. Modigliana. Yeah.
No.
So she changes her name to Kitty Lang, like haha, Katie Lang. these are the kind of levels of jokes that we have in this.
Let me just say, this episode was shit. If this is, we're talking about her name being a play off KD Lang. That's like the most interesting part of this part of the episode.
I know.
Oh my god.
Then we have Radis and Darren trying to join in with Robbie and Lenny. So they decide to
better rope.
Yeah, speaking of which, they rope up Keith and try to get him to be an escapist. And I just wrote 50 Shades of Keith.
He's a koala escapologist, to be precise.
Yeah, that was funny. And I don't know if you guys, maybe this was YouTube, but there was like a lot of weird jump cuts in this whole bit. Where the storyline converges, where, you know, Moddy and Kylie start to get involved with Lenny and Robbie and all that kind of stuff. Everyone goes into the same thing in the end of the episode. But yeah, nothing really came out of the Keith the escapologist stuff. Then we find, yeah, Moddy and Kylie are talking about, you know, getting a promoter. And then we have this little 1990s... Sorry, go on.
Sorry, getting a promoter. I wonder who we know that might be a promoter.
Exactly. That wouldn't make any sense. So, yeah, we get this 1994 throwback to political correctness. I want to ask you guys what you think about this clip.
I'm sorry, Kitty. She said rap music's the thing these days. No money in country and western.
When I watched that video, I was like, ooh, jeez. I don't even know. Like, is that... if you said that today, is that, like, politically correct?
It's rap music.
It's rap music.
I thought it was black the first time.
No, it's
I
rap
heard
music.
It
says rap music.
It.
No.
It says rap music.
No, I'm pretty sure it's rap music, yeah.
It's rap music, but it sounds like black at first.
Really?
I heard
can I
rap,
play it? Can
yeah.
I just play it again?
Play it again.
She said rap music's the...
No.
It's rap.
It's rap.
I'm pretty sure it's rap.
Rap music's the thing.
Rap music.
It's rap music, but it does sound like black music because I thought she said black at first.
Really?
Back in 1995, yes. 94. besides maybe a couple of artists, technically it's one and the same thing, right?
No.
It's how many white rap artists
jazz?
Were there? Like almost none.
Jazz? You know.
No. I think what Mike's saying
is most, reverse. Most the reverse.
There are no white artists who are doing rap music.
Okay.
I think that's what
I thought you
were
saying that because she was saying black music
no.
rap.
But I'm pretty sure it said rap music.
But what
I liked about the scene was the fourth wall breaking when she goes... I think Carly goes, oh, there's always cheer up, there's always TV. And Modigliana's like, TV? I'd rather be dead. I'd have to share it with a bunch of nobodies who can't sing or dance. I thought that was pretty fourth wall breaking. It was good.
Yeah, that was
Luke's
funny.
Still ticking around in his head, I swear it's black music.
I was thinking that. But the reason why I'd say that is because I would never think of using the phrase black music. It's not something that I would ever use, right? And I like rap music. Like, I listen to rap music a lot.
You like
so
what? Black music or rap music?
So, it would be natural for me to hear rap music. So, when I heard it, I was like, this is black music that she's saying.
But there was also... No, there was also a Run DMC poster in that scene. So, in behind...
But that doesn't
so
mean
it was,
it's
it
not like
well.
She's saying rap or black. Like, just because there's Run DMC.
I think even in... whatever 1993, whatever this was, they would not say black music.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. That's what I was wondering. But I don't know. Anyway, I'd like other people to contact us or get back to us and find out what
and I'd like you to really go get your ears checked.
I'm in the minority. I'm in the minority. But I heard black music.
Someone who's really good at cleaning up audio.
Yeah, and exactly. The whitest guy here says he's in the minority. You got some hard thinking to do, boy.
By the way, so this scene, this is where the stories start to converge, where Moddy and Kylie are like complaining and whinging, but they're actually placed in Lenny and Robbie's apartment.
Yeah, it's really weird. I couldn't tell if they were in the same scene or not.
They were, because I went back and rewatched it. I was like, what the hell just happened there? Like, all of a sudden, Robbie's in the scene and she's chatting, and I'm like, are they chatting to her? It was like so weird and so poorly, edited, or you know, I guess the actual footage, so the director's job or whatever. But it was just really weird.
It's probably the worst I've seen as an unintentional kind of editing.
Fluff. No, I totally agree.
Is this where Kylie drops her Dark Knight phrase, her Dark Knight quote?
Oh man, I didn't pick up on that. What was it?
What was it?
Well, I say Dark Knight, but obviously we know it's not. How she goes, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Ah, yes.
Ah, yes.
Right. Now, question. How old do you guys think that proverb is?
Oh.
Dating back to the Greeks?
Yeah, like, massively old, man. Like,
Okay.
Like older than your mom.
Yeah, okay. Like, old... I didn't think it was going to be that old. It was actually... I think a lot of people credit Thomas Fuller in 1650 with the quote to say, it is always darkest before the day dawneth.
Okay. It sounds so much cooler. Not that old. I mean, it's old, but not that old.
Well, I mean, not that old. Still not as old as your mom. No, but still pretty old.
It's still pretty old, yeah.
But I thought it would have been old.
You bastard. Okay.
And then this scene, like, after it has a weird bizarro... that's the thing. It was just so poorly constructed with Moddy and Kylie to be there because they were trying to force the story where Moddy and Kylie would join up with Lenny and Robbie and all that kind of stuff. And in this scene, Lenny appears in a puff of smoke and he's suddenly, like, the best magician going around.
What did he take, like, some sort of magician pills or something?
No, he did. All of a sudden, he goes from being... He said something like, I've been reading up about magic. That's what he said. He goes, I've been reading up about magic for the last few days.
I guess the internet came about in 1990 something.
He met some Italian guy named Ezio.
And
he gave him a couple of smoke bombs and, you know, he could learn how to disappear and reappear in smoke.
That's an esoteric Assassin's Creed.
Played
the game.
Just went over my head.
Because Assassin's Creed is such a niche series.
I don't know anything about it, really. I know that
I know you don't.
Yeah.
How do you know about... do you not know about
Ezio? Nobody in the world would ever know that game.
this is a scene where basically Lenny, he's like, oh, you know, what a great idea. You can see it in his head. What a great idea. We can mix country music with magic. And that's exactly what everyone wants. Now...
Well, they said we need some sort of gimmick.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from? Can I do? It's only country music, kind
of. Talking animals, not enough of a gimmick to win a talent show.
Singing,
I guess. Well, not in this abstract weird world. Of course it's not.
I was about to say, I guess you could argue that people already know that talking animals exist, but it just seems really bizarre to say that they need more than about five or six talking animals. To have a gimmick.
And then we get up to the scene that I thought was the funniest, and I've sent you the image of it, is Joe in the disguise as an electrician, and he comes
very convincing. I've come to clean the pool.
It just looks so
bizarre.
Hello,
Robbie.
There's nothing like funny about her or anything apart from just he looks like pretty funny.
I love Robbie's response. She's just like, wiring's fine, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I did like that.
And if it wasn't for the fact that Joe's the only other human character, I wouldn't have initially known it was him straight away. but
really
in the realm.
What?
No. Okay. Okay. No. No. No.
Look at the image again.
This guy's did work.
Look at the image again.
Let me clarify that.
Okay.
From looking at the image, if this was a world with other humans that they may possibly interact, surely there's other humans they know in this world.
Yeah.
There's not just Joe.
This image, I'm looking at an imager right now. This is like the funniest thing of the whole episode. If you want to save yourself 25 minutes, just look at this image and close it and you're done.
His entire face is covered up. It's not that you can see any features of him. It's just obviously in the show you know it's Joe, but how did they know it's Joe instantly? That's all I
You know it's not a real person, though. It's like the fakest like disguise ever.
I know, but it could be anybody, though. How did they know
it's Joe?
Who would
be doing that?
As I said, are there not other humans that they could potentially interact with in this show?
Yeah, but
look, I know
evidently
it's not going to happen in this show. This makes no sense in the show, but...
So what we have then is that all the Ferrells and Robbie and Leonard and Keith and Kylie as well were in the chorus, weren't they? And Joe even got involved. And everyone's involved in the production of the country cross with magic show that is like a raging success. And it's just absolutely horrible. I didn't take any clips from it because it's just like painful to watch. It didn't actually go for very long, but it felt like it went for like 5-10 minutes.
But it was a success.
Yeah, and it culminated in the TV executive who, by the way, like it must have been 2 days before, like what was it, John? He like palmed an egg into her face, right?
He I can't remember what
palm thrusted, wasn't it? Palm thrusted.
Palm thrusted an egg into her forehead. Yeah.
She was just like, you're a star, you're a star. And then what he comes back with, I don't want to be a star, I just want to study. And then Moddy's line...
Nerd!
Moddy's line, I always knew he was weird. I'm like, this is just... There's nothing redeeming in this episode. It's horrible.
Hey, by the way, that egg trick... So just really quickly, that egg trick, you're currently looking for jobs, aren't you?
I'm at the final stages of that, yeah. I'm in between jobs.
Damn, because I was going to say, next interview you go to, if it's the first interview, just bring an egg, smash it in someone's face, walk off, ask for a second interview, and then redeem yourself.
And just come back with a country and western act, magic
just
act.
Put a cowboy hat on.
Now, did I miss something here with Leonard's response?
What?
About not wanting to do the show.
No, what?
Miss something? Why did he say no?
Why did he audition? What was the whole point of it?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Why did he
bother
audition?
Well, because he just wanted his 15 minutes of fame and then that's it.
But he didn't get it. It was an audition to be on a show.
Yeah, true.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand.
God, the whole episode doesn't really make any sense.
Why would he bother doing it if he was just going to say no if they actually wanted it?
It's just so weird.
What's the point?
I mean, why would blue gum eucalyptus leaves be more chewable than green gum eucalyptus leaves? I don't understand. The whole episode doesn't make sense.
Honestly, I'll ask you both this. What would you rather do? Would you rather listen to Moddy singing on loop for an hour or chew on those gum leaves?
I'd rather chew on those gum leaves. In fact, you know what I reckon happened?
If they're not poisonous, actually, to be honest, if they are poisonous, I'll probably give up halfway through listening and then chew them just to kill myself.
I reckon someone went back in time to World War II, went into Hitler's bunker and said, you can either shoot yourself or listen to this music. And then he shot himself. That's how bad this is.
God.
Oh, man. And yeah, that's basically the end of the episode. We have like, you know, the little credit bit that, you know, you can talk about if you want, but it's basically more banishment to another dimension in a bizarre sense. But
well, that was actually really good because Joe gets banished to another dimension and then Keith gets banished and then Keith goes, hey, want to hear a story, Joe? And he starts talking about his leaves again.
So did you pick up anything, Credit Master Swinney, in the credits?
You know, there's not much in the credits anymore. I think that if we're going to find anything interesting, we're going to have to start looking at the actual cast members.
Okay.
Now, what I did decide to do is I said, well, I can't find anything. I tried to find information about the sound studio, you know, GEP or something mm-hmm. that's listed next to Dave Dobbins on the credits. Nothing. So I'm like, what would any sane person do if they wanted to look up stuff about the credits?
Because a sane person looks up credits for this show, to begin with.
I just like how Dave Dobbins got another mention in this podcast. We should title it the Dave Dobbins podcast, but go on.
Yes.
Good old Davey.
I went onto everybody's favourite website, Tumblr, and typed in The Ferals.
Gamergate.
Wow.
Now, yeah, simply to see if anybody had posted anything about the show. And I got to say, I'm really surprised that a lot of people have actually put up stuff about the Ferals on Tumblr. Now, a lot of them are just images from the show, and some of them seem to be stuff relating to episodes you haven't seen. So I skipped over all that, made sure I didn't spoil anything. Some people have included pages from the Ferals Fantastic Fun Book, which we haven't read yet.
Nope.
So I didn't want to check any of that out. Mm. I did find a couple of images, though. Now, just to let you know, these are work sites.
Okay. Because it's 8 p.m. and I'm at work now.
I like that. Most of them are work safe. Well, most of them. Yeah. I don't think that's how it works.
So, 5%.
So there's two here. Now, these happen to be two ladies that have dressed up as Matigliana.
Whoa.
Okay,
whoa.
I'm so afraid to click on this.
Oh, my God. No. That's crazy, man.
Oh, wow.
Now,
I'll put these in the show notes.
Wait, what? There's people cosplaying these characters. That's amazing. There is nothing the internet does not provide.
These are our audience members. We need to reach out to them.
I want to meet these people.
On that note, I'm going to be, I guess, how can I say, I'm trying to be fair on them. I want us to judge the quality of their work.
Yeah, not their sanity.
No, not this Sunday. We're making a podcast about the Ferals, okay?
It's true. That's
now,
a good
point. Now, which is the one that you
oh,
guys
there's another one.
First?
Shit.
There's okay. two.
Yeah, there's two.
Two yeah. yeah. Which
well, the
one
first
would...
one's pretty good. Yeah, the first yeah. one's pretty good.
Yes, the first one I'm looking at is the one has
yeah,
the
I,
one with
I think I'm going to go with number option 1, Eddie.
You're kidding me, right?
Yes.
You know what this is now, like? This is like you gotta understand, I saw the first one for ages. I didn't know there was a second one. And when I saw the second one, okay. it reminds me of that painting in Spain where the cleaning lady's like, oh, there's a little mark on the painting. Let me just fix it up. And then a couple of months later.
You know what? I like both of them, though. I think they're both cool. I think it's cool the fact that two people did cosplaying, I guess you could call it cosplaying, for two, like the most esoteric possible show you can think of.
Okay, let's go through them both so that we don't, I guess, get ahead of ourselves. Now, the one I'm looking at is the one that has Life Sick Die Ill, the username.
Yep.
Is that the
yep.
first one you guys are looking
Life
at?
Life Sick yep. Die
yeah,
Ill.
That is
Live Sick
pretty
Die
damn
Ill,
good.
I think is
it's
what
good.
She's trying to...
It's good.
Live, sorry, live. I think that's pretty good. I think that,
that good,
she,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
she's got the key elements, you know. Obviously didn't do the pink nose, but that's fine. I understand why
no,
you wanted
well,
to
no,
do that.
It is
no,
fine.
No,
I
think she has. I think she has.
It is. Yeah, it's
no,
just not pronounced.
Has. Oh, she has.
It's,
oh, okay.
It's more marks.
Yeah. There you go. The
yeah.
top
and there's purple. There's crazy hair.
No. This is excellent. This is like
this
great
is
cosplay.
Good. Yeah.
Although I wouldn't recognize it, even though we're doing a show, a podcast about the Ferals, I would not recognize it.
I probably wouldn't have. However, if I had a girlfriend right now, I would absolutely totally get her to dress up like that. Don't
okay.
ask why. I
okay, moving would. On. Moving on. Go on, Swinney.
I'd get mine to dress up as Joe.
with the beard and the fake glasses.
Okay, now the second Tumblr user is Holly Mouse.
Holly Mouse.
I'm going to approach this in a way that I hope is not going to sound too bad. I'm calling you out, Holly Mouse. That is not a good Matigliana. Okay,
I just love it. Do you really want to take on Tumblr? Do you really want? I'm calling
dude,
you out,
you're
Holly
in trouble
Mouse.
Now.
Now,
he was never heard from again.
Look, I just think that you could have done better. I'm saying that if you happen to ever randomly listen to this podcast, which the fact that you dressed up as Modigliana could happen. Mm. Look, I think I probably could have half-assed something better than that.
Here's my question. She says, thinking I'll get some white hairspray and tease it into a cat-like mess for the locks on the night.
This isn't her something. Ready.
No, this isn't her ready. So first of all, there's got to be more photos. Secondly, what is that event? I got to know. We got to go to this thing.
It's just look, in Australia, for people who... I know this is quite popular around the world, but especially in Australia, everyone loves to do a dress-up party. So...
No. I'm in Australia. It'd just be a dress-up party. I'm a guy like me.
But you don't have any friends apart from us.
Yeah, that's true. And even you guys, I think you're just acquaintances.
And I'm in Sydney. Okay. I'm in Sydney, so... But no, okay. I also had the reaction where that was like, yeah, you know, turn it up. Put your game up, Holly Mouse. Come on, what's going on? Yeah. But, this is just practice makeup. So, I mean, I'm almost giving her extra credit because she's practicing beforehand, you know?
Okay, I'll give that credit. I'll give that credit. Now, the next one I found is some fan art.
Oh, wow.
Of Darren.
Okay, I'm opening it up now. This is much better than the episode, by the way. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad? I mean, as an artistic piece, it's okay. But it looks like someone's tried to do, like, a Van Gogh version of Darren.
That's what I'm saying. It's not bad. It's interesting. It's different.
He's not even pink. What?
Pink? Darren's not pink.
It's like a pinkish and reddish. I'll keep recording. No. He's not.
Yeah, he's reddish.
Brown.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, he's more reddish than this.
Yeah, red. We'll say red. I mean, as a work of, like, as a piece of art, I probably couldn't draw better than that. It's not bad. It just looks like the wrong kind of style to put Darren into.
I get disconnected, by the way, for like the last 30 seconds.
Oh, and we didn't even notice.
I thought it was a denial of service attack. But I'm like, why isn't it coming to me, not Swinney? I didn't say anything bad about these cosplayers. I thought they were good.
Now, to wrap this up, okay, is that I thought I was really disappointed because I was hoping to find some dark pictures of the ferals.
I don't know why, but yeah, go
on. Down in somebody's dark net, you know, some corner someone's of the dark world. And I said, well, Tumblr's let me down, okay? Mm. I'm going to search the unsearchable.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to search for the Ferals Rule 34.
Oh, I did mention this in another episode. Go on. I want to see what the result is.
There's nothing.
Oh.
There is nothing. Rule 34 states that if something exists, there is porn of it.
Hmm.
Now, I know we're talking about a very obscure Australian kids television show, but I cannot find anything.
I don't even know what to search for.
So, if anybody happens to listen to this and wants to create some Rule 34 art...
God, what have I done?
What?
I searched for the Ferals porn. There's things you should not see. There's things you cannot unsee. But you're right,
okay,
none of it is
but
actual ferals. That's interesting. It's just like foxes.
whoa.
Close that down.
Okay. To wrap this up, I thought, well, we've talked about in the past about the possibility of a ferals extended universe.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure, well, who's in that potential extended universe? Mm. So I want you guys to check out this last link, and this will not be in the show notes.
I just like how you like talking about including things that we can't have.
Oh,
but we'll talk
God.
About them.
Why do you do this to me?
Obi-Wan.
I'm just waiting.
Obi-Two.
I'm waiting.
Just wait. I'm opening.
How do we describe this? Like,
wait,
imagine taking one banana and then taking another banana and then rubbing the bananas together really hard.
So is this when you were served? What? Yes, this won't be in the show notes.
Yes, this won't be in the show notes, but we will explain that it is a Rule 34 picture of bananas in pajamas, but... who, as we have explained in the past, do qualify to be part of the Ferals extended universe.
Yeah, this is B1 broken rule giving 34? It to B2.
Well, I don't know if it's B1 giving it to B2. I reckon it's B2 giving it to B1. But have we broken the show? I mean, have we broken the Rule 34? Is this the first show that doesn't adhere to that
rule?
Well,
I've asked our friends on 4chan B if they are aware of anything.
Have you actually done that?
Yeah, I've got it in the link.
Oh, no. Oh, what have you
well,
done?
Well, it doesn't that exist and will now.
Not.
Can you click on the link?
Oh, let me have a look.
Very, very.
Oh, you've actually linked it. I just want you to. Does it say something doesn't exist? Oh no! You didn't use the puppets. You used Leonard and Joe. That's just
trying to make it more obscure.
No. Oh no!
And now we wait.
Oh no!
Yeah, I'll have to keep an eye on this or something. I don't know.
It'll.
We're well and truly derailed by this stage.
Yep.
But this has been far, far more enjoyable. Actually, you know what? One thing I didn't mention, that the part where Radis's head gets detached from his body.
Yes.
In the...
Oh,
that was scary, man. Some kids are having nightmares out there.
Yeah. I mean, there's aliens and then there's this. And I don't know what scummy more as a kid.
Anyway, I think I'm at the stage, unless you guys have any more comments or any more links to post, of getting up to the ratings.
No, but I'm afraid to click on things that Swinny posts, that's for sure.
That's enough.
I'm not going to be able to do stuff for a whole month now.
Okay, so who is willing to go first in giving their rating?
Six.
Okay. How about you, Swinny?
I'm going to give it 3.
Okay, whoa. I gave it a 2.
Hey,
and I have to,
hello,
I have to admit, I moved mine down during even the recording of this because I started thinking about it. I'm like, man, this was a bad episode.
This episode, for the first time, for me, actually felt like a kid's TV show. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, no.
Removable heads in the BDSM.
No, I get what you're saying. I agree. I think...
It felt contrived. It felt
silly.
One note. There wasn't many moments that were really actually witty.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to jump ahead, but do you guys would have remembered maybe some bits from the rest of the show, right? But I'm assuming insufficient to have a guess as to whether that's the direction that the show goes in. Is it one of those things where it started off and, you know, the executives realized it's a little too mature and they had to tone it down a bit and make it more kids-like?
They wouldn't have had enough time.
Or is this an
adjust.
Oddity? So this is a one-off thing, you reckon?
There's going to be a bad... There's going to be a couple of bad ones. Okay. There's no doubt, you know. The show...
I still love the show overall, man. It's awesome.
The show is not perfect.
I think that there's going to be good and bad episodes. This one... Like, looking back, because I did look at that other episode that we disliked, the one where they made the $200 bet, and I think that episode was really good compared to this one.
In comparison, it was heaps better, but I don't like change ratings.
So. No, but it'd be interesting to kind of go back, maybe in a final episode where we just go through the whole thing, but, like, this one, I totally agree with what you're saying, Swinny, where it actually, it's silly in all the bad ways. Like, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. It's nonsensical. You get to the end and it's like, why is Lenny auditioning and then getting right to the end and he's, you know, oh, you've got this spot. And then he's like, no, I want to study. It's like, it's stupid. It's not even like funny. It doesn't make any sense. It's sort of a shocking episode. So hopefully next week's one's a little bit better. Rock horror. We'll see how it goes.
Hopefully.
Anyway, I think we'll wrap it up.
All right.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Episode 8, Rock Horror. Bye.
Just, I was half expecting Mike to drop another F-bomb at the end of the episode.
Boom shakalaka.
Good. Good work.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Tell it to mom for me.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.